Texte numéro 120. Until I'm told otherwise, I prefer to call you they. With the start of a new school year this fall, I'm adopting a new practice. It is already common for my university colleagues and me to ask our students for their preferred pronouns at the beginning of the semester. In these efforts to ascertain how people choose to be described, not enough attention is paid to circumstances when it is most appropriate not to specify gender at all. I would never intentionally misidentify someone else's gender, but I unfortunately risk doing so until I learn that person's pronouns. That's why, as I begin a new school year, I am trying to initially refer to everyone as they. In so doing, I am employing a default rule, a concept whose importance I have studied during my career as a law professor. A default rule fills in the gaps in a legal relationship, setting a condition that holds generally until a specific value is agreed on. In contract law, for example, if an agreement leaves out the price, courts will fill the gap with a reasonable price. With organ transplants, some countries presume by default that people want to donate their organs. Others, including the United States, presume that they don't. In the case of personal identity, I am drawn to default pronouns that don't assume others' gender. Instead of assuming someone's gender identity based on how they look or dress or act, it is more appropriate to refer to them as they until I know better. And whenever possible, it is important to create early opportunities to learn their chosen pronouns, which has become standard practice in academic and other settings. Some people harp on how difficult it is to make this kind of linguistic change. But broadly adopting the singular they can actually reduce a speaker's cognitive load. Years ago, my parents told me they liked "ms" because they no longer had to presume whether a woman was married or not. Calling people they by default similarly relieves the speaker of having to guess at someone's gender. And it has the crucial benefit of more respectfully addressing people with non-binary identities. To be sure, using singular they could confuse students who are accustomed to being referred to using only he, him, or she, her. But this ambiguity can be easily resolved if professors explain that they have adopted a singular they default and create space early on for students to share their pronouns. To my mind, the benefits of avoiding gender assumptions in conversations outweigh the occasional confusion. This year, by starting with the default they, I hope to teach my class both the importance of default rules and a better way to avoid misgendering others. Adapted from the Washington Post, September 2021.